Family News in Focus with Steve Jordahl.
For Thursday, September 6th, Robert is having surgery to become Michelle, and Massachusetts taxpayers are footing the bill.
A federal judge ordered the state to fund the so-called gender reassignment procedure. Robert Kosolek is serving life in prison for the murder of his wife. He started taking hormones and calling himself Michelle. His doctors say he has severe gender identity disorder and needs the surgery. Psychiatrist Richard Fitzgibbons hasn't examined Kosolek, but has seen plenty like him.
We have here a man who has a tremendous rage. And part of the anger I think he has, he's taking it out upon himself.
He says the court is accepting the notion that gender is fluid, and anyone can be anything they want at any time.
It's a whole judicial reinforcement of total narcissism, complete selfishness.
Fitzgibbons says gender identity disorder is often easily treatable. I'm Mona Passignano.
It's more than just a Sunday job. Pastors visit families during crisis, counsel during the week, attend meetings, and show up at the hospital for surgeries. Now it's time to say thanks. October is Clergy Appreciation Month. Focus on the Family's Brianna Stensrud is gearing up for it.
We're having several honor events around the country, which basically are events that are held for anywhere from 800 to 1,000 pastors that just encourage them, give them free resources.
There are also some ideas for churches who want to plan something special.
We also have a downloadable guide that we've actually updated for this year with tons of ideas and concepts and ways in which congregants can get involved in encouraging their pastors and also their families, their lay leaders.
Ideas that can be used year-round. Visit thrivingpastor.org for more information. You may think kids can't pray in schools, but Eric Buehrer of Gateways to Better Education explains they're already doing it in more than half the states.
You might remember last year's news story about a Rhode Island judge ordering a school to remove a prayer banner that had been hanging in its auditorium for the past 50 years. The non-denominational prayer reminded students to be good sports, be honest, and bring honor to their school. The banner was removed, and the student who brought the lawsuit received a $40,000 college scholarship from an atheist organization, rewarding her for her efforts. Okay, the banner came down, but I think a sleeping giant, the church, just woke up. In our research, we found that in 34 states, public school students can begin their day with a prayer in the classroom. These states have laws that either require or allow for students to begin their days with moments of silence that can be used for prayer. Let's take the prayer that was in one school in one state and help students pray it in 64,000 schools in 34 states. I'm Eric Buehrer with GatewaysToBetterEducation.com.
This is listener-supported news from Focus on the Family. We're online at citizenlink.com. I'm Steve Jordahl.